That's one of the things that our core foundations that you and I both share is we'd so much rather have a memory and an experience than something glitzy or glam.
Mm-hmm.
I love glitzy and glam, and it's great when I get to have it in my life. But if you're going to ask me one for the other, I would take the experience every single day.
Right. Take the experience because we can get the glitz and glam on sale.
You can. Or you can wait for it. Yeah, it's going to still be there.
Right.
And it's not going anywhere.
No.
Welcome to the We Share podcast. I'm Julie.
I'm Alex.
We share ourselves and we provide a platform for others to share.
We believe everyone has a purpose and a story to tell.
All right. Well, Alex,
yes.
This is our inaugural episode of the We Share podcast. How are you?
I am well. I am so excited that we are finally making this happen.
I know. It's so good. This has been really, it's the baby of you.
Yes.
But then we met each other and that baby went, okay, let's be born. Let's do this.
Right. It was like, oh,
yeah,
she and I can make this happen together.
Yeah. You and I have talked about that our initial meeting was kind of like we found a person who is so similar to each other. Like,
right.
I've talked about this before. I walk into a room sometimes and I feel like maybe I'm too much in a room or I need to mm-hmm. diminish myself or something like that. And then in other places I can really just be myself. And when I'm with you, we can just be us because you are not threatened by me. I'm not threatened by you. And it's created this beautiful friendship. And now it's creating a beautiful podcast.
Yes. I mean, I agree. On paper, even, we have similarities, but we do have differences.
Yeah.
And our differences, I think, promote each other, like the strengths that we have.
Yeah.
And so it's just a perfect marriage just for a podcast.
Yes.
And I'm just thankful.
Yeah. So let's tell our listeners what this podcast is going to be about. We wanted to bring we feel like there's something to learn from everyone.
Absolutely.
A growth experience from every person you come in contact with. And we're like, why are we just keeping these growth experiences to ourselves? Why don't we share them with other people? And we can do that via a podcast.
Right. We can expand our reach. I mean, how often do we hear a story and we're like, oh man, mm-hmm. I want to tell the world the good things. We want to be a platform to provide good stories, uplifting stories, and reach people that just you and I might not see on the street, but mm-hmm. create a community mm-hmm. that is going to give back.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe we're surrounded by these kind of people every single day. You're going to have the media tell you or not, but there is something to learn from every single person you meet. And why not share that?
Absolutely. We're going to let you in on a little secret, listeners. Even just since Jewel and I started concepting this and working on this, people have been coming to us. So the mm-hmm. universe has been working to help us with this effort because we're truly on our authentic path to help and serve. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Right. And I think it crosses all ideas, all creative concepts. You know, we're going to interview professionals. We're going to interview people who've had life altering experiences. We're going to interview people that might do just the humdrum job that changes people every single day, but doesn't have any flash to it. Like, it's going to be great. I think I'm so excited for our interview list, those we've talked to already, and that we get to share that with everyone.
Right. It's not going to all be super serious. We will have fun moments too and laugh, and you'll see our awkwardness come out because it's all on the fly, right? I mean, this is not scripted.
Yeah. Even today's not scripted. Yeah, we're just introducing ourselves. So one of the favorite things about Alex for me is that you and I get to share our 80s music, our 80s fashion. We're exactly the same age.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all of what our growing up years were in common. And then we've just developed into these women that have similar tastes with a lot of different background than what, like, our backgrounds don't match at all.
No.
But professionally, we've come together and we've got all these similarities, which is so fun.
Right. You're an empty nester. Mm-hmm. I still have one in the nest.
Yeah.
What else?
An adorable one in the nest. She's
my
so
mini
cute.
Me. Mm-hmm. But all of our kids are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're learning so much from them.
Yeah.
It's definitely fun to be in this next phase.
Yeah. It's a little
empowering.
Different, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have three married children. Yeah. And it's just been so great to watch them being, and I am a grandma as of this year that we're in. Yeah. So it's been great. A grandma that is just crazy goofy on FaceTime so that I can see that little boy. He's so cute.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
I can't wait, but I can wait, right? Because none of mine are married. She's got three married. I've got three unmarried, and I'm good with that right now.
Yeah. And that's okay, because they all have their own pathways, which is fun. Yeah, it's super fun. We also have a different backgrounds. You have traveled more extensively than I have, which I think is awesome. I love that. It's something I'm yearning and craving for, and so I'm hoping that I can get there eventually. And I love to hear your stories about your travels, which is just fun. I can live vicariously.
I think one of my ex-husbands, yes, I did say that, one of my ex-husbands referred to me as a gypsy.
Yeah.
And I do, I just yearn for travel. My father was Greek and he immigrated to the U.S. to become a doctor. Met my mom at the U of U, and travel's just, he took me so many places, and then I just never lost that lust for wander.
Well, yeah, I don't think you get rid of that. It's part of your genetic makeup. Mm-hmm. It's your foundation, which is one of the reasons I love it about you, is that you've kept it going. Because it's easy to just ignore those things, those foundational things about us. And you can say, well, I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough time, or I've got to do this instead, or whatever. And you haven't let that get in the way. You've gone and done these fun things. I just think it's great.
No, I'm like, yeah, we're eating peanut butter for a week because we're going to some valley this weekend.
Yeah, I gotta budget
and we're going to eat out. And I just make it work, and the universe always provides. So it's been fun. Experience is huge for me.
I was just going to say that. That's one of the things that our core foundations that you and I both share is we'd so much rather have a memory and an experience than something glitzy or glam.
Mm-hmm.
I love glitzy and glam, and it's great when I get to have it in my life. But if you're going to ask me one for the other, I would take the experience every single day.
Right. Take the experience, because we can get the glitz and glam on sale.
You can, or you can wait for it. Yeah, it's going to still be there.
Right.
And it's not going anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
And I still have stuff in my closet that's 20 years old.
And you
it's
just
coming back.
Yeah. It's retro right now.
Right.
Yeah. One of the things I did to keep this going in my life is my kids are all 3 years apart. So when they were 9, 6, and 3, we stopped doing traditional Christmas. We do a trip every year for Christmas. I'm taking all of my kids to California this year. We're doing Disneyland and Universal Studios. Aww. And it'll be the very first trip for the first grandson. And I'm just so excited. We've done lots of different things. But my kids do love theme parks. So there's been a fair amount of theme park visiting.
And it's a good time to go. That's been fun. I do the experience thing every other year.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you would have it with a divorce, you don't have them every year. So every other year I do a fun ski trip that I just go on. And then the other years, the off years.
You do an experience Christmas. Mm-hmm. I have never regretted that. And I have people who ask me, well, how do you make that work? There's a broad enough age difference that had to be hard. And I said, no, the youngest one just figured out travel faster. Mm-hmm. It was just fun. And it just became part of who the family was. All right. Maybe let's spill a couple secrets about ourselves, because you're going to learn tons about both of us throughout the podcast episodes. But what would you like to share with our listeners to just kind of get them a good idea of who Alex is?
What secrets do I have that you guys want to know about me? My second toe is longer than my big toe.
No, I just looked this up.
For real.
No, for real. So is mine. We just looked it up because
one more thing in common.
I know. So I was with my kids and we had our feet all up on a coffee table and they were barefoot because it was warm. And we were making fun of the fact that my second toe and my daughter's second toe are so abnormally long in comparison to everything else. So we looked it up. It only exists in like 30% of the population. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we have matching toes.
Supposedly it's a sign of brilliance, or it's a Greek toe. I don't know, but mine practically look like fingers.
Mm-hmm. I have really long toes too. So the other thing we learned when we looked it up is that they will tend, as you get older, for them to curl more than people.
Truth.
People who have like their toes go in order of length, theirs stay flatter. If you have that longer toe, they tend to curl a little bit.
I don't know. I can't remember if you're a runner, if you ever have been. So
no, I work out every day, but I don't like to run.
So years and years of running, I have calluses on the two of them. Like they almost look like knuckles.
Yeah,
and
from
I've
hitting the top
been
of it. Yeah.
Criticized when I get pedicures, like, oh, honey, what happened to your toes?
Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
I ran too much.
Like, yeah. I think they're kind of sexy. It's, you know, it's got a good knuckle on it.
Yeah. But. Funny. Have you, so in your running time, have you ever lost a toenail? Because that
yes,
happens
I
to
have.
People.
I have. Yeah. Only after my marathon. So I've had tender toes, but I've only lost one once.
Okay. Wow. Crazy.
Sexy.
Yeah.
I painted the skin. Yes, that was me. And even went as far as getting a nail put on it, like a fake toenail.
Oh, yeah. You can adhere
I didn't
a fake
know you
toenail.
Could do, yeah. do that until somebody told me. And I'm like, really? I'm going to go get a fake toenail.
I'll
it's
put
so
one
sexy.
On there. Yeah. Okay. What is some deep, dark secret that I could tell people? Let's see. Okay. I will tell people. This isn't a deep, dark secret because I've shared it other places. But it is truly my life motto. And so when I introduce myself to people and they ask, I often share this, which is, I am not going to live the same year 72 times and call it a lifetime. I really try to do different things. And once you get to know me and my background through this podcast, you're going to realize I've had multiple careers. I've changed my career path multiple times. I started radio at age 45. That is unheard of in the radio business.
I started radio at 45.
Yeah.
Two. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. We both
like,
we both entered this at the same time.
Yeah. We yeah. were just at different places.
We were just
but now
at different places.
Home.
Yeah. But now I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
And honestly, that's unheard of in this industry,
it is.
Especially on the like the DJ talent side. Those.
Well, and especially because we have a face. We don't have the face for radio.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, I have people tell
Wait,
me all
I
the time,
right?
why are you not on TV?
Yeah,
and I'm
right.
like, because I did radio instead. But that is really my life motto. I try to do something different every year so that I have a different experience than I did when I was 44.
Well, and then you're
I did
in
when I was
a
45.
Pattern of growth.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not here to just be like, oh, I reached this point and then
be done.
No, yeah. I mean, my list is forever changing and growing. And I mean, I've got 50 things I have to do before I'm 50.
Yeah.
And I hope I don't leave them all for the last month. I mean.
Yeah, you won't. You'll get
no,
there.
No, I won't. I've got one coming up this weekend. So
yeah,
it'll be good.
Yeah, it's great. So yeah, that's just a little insight to me. I love change. When I say I could move to a different house every 2 years, I could easily move to a different house every 2 years. And I know some people hear that and it's just foreign to them. But
it
yeah.
feels good. Like you
yeah.
clean up, you
I'm
purge
good.
Things you don't need.
Right. Right. Yeah. So that's a little bit about me. Let's see. What are some hobbies? Let's share
hobbies.
Some of our hobbies. What do you do for hobbies?
I do. I've been told often I do too many things and that it could be better if I just focused.
Became an expert at one specific.
So here we go. Deep breath in. I ski. I play tennis. I run. I teach yoga. Aerial yoga is my favorite. I hike, I bike. And then when I say I bike, I mountain bike and I rode a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have an e-bike, which is fun because I leave people in the dust.
Yeah, because it goes so fast.
It goes so fast. I can bowl. I'm not the best at it, but I can do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to forget something. Oh, golf. I can't believe I almost forgot
you do golf.
I golf.
Mm-hmm.
I love mm-hmm. golf.
We live somewhere where there's seasons, so you can ski and you can golf because
yes.
you get to do both.
Mm-hmm. And I can travel
yeah.
if I need to get something in and off on the off season that I love. I'm not the best swimmer, but I have completed 4 triathlons. That's me pushing myself. Mm-hmm. I'm like a brick and I sink.
Yeah.
I paddleboard. I'm probably going to forget something, but
that's a pretty
that's
good
most
list.
And yeah, and then I listen to music, go to concerts, read, paint, draw. And
she is an avid concert goer. That is true.
The radio job does help out with free tickets occasionally. Mm-hmm. And I secretly write jokes. I think I'm funny. So I kind of have that.
Do you know how much I would love to see you do an impromptu stand-up comedy night?
I've secretly wanted to do
one. We really need
forever.
To put that on the schedule somewhere. That would be phenomenal. Yeah.
So,
okay. My hobbies, not near as extensive as a list as Alex, because I am a kind of a control freak and I have to have
ADHD.
Yeah, I have to have structure. But workout nearly every day. I have tried this year. I pushed myself. I've tried to work out morning and night. So my night workout is usually a walk. Just to
I
get
believe
moving.
In that. It's yeah. such a good thing for your body to move.
Yeah. So weights, lots of weight training and a little bit of cardio in my morning workout. And then I've tried to do a walk multiple times a week in the evening just to we are heading into 50.
It is. And it
I'm
helps
trying to
you
take
sleep
care
better.
Of that
and
body.
Our dogs love it.
Yes. Dogs yeah. My dog is a huge part of my life. Her name is Q. She's getting a little old. So you might help the listeners might help me transition through a time of not having her eventually. But she's adorable. She's 4.5 pounds and has a bark of a 40-pound dog. Yeah, it's so weird.
She does.
It's her thing. She has to bark at you when you first come in, and then she's good. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else do I do? I love to bake and cook. Some of my favorite things to do. Our life growing up were religious, so there was church every Sunday, cookie night every Sunday night, and my kids beg for cookies whenever they come home. In fact, they'll fight over what kind. So love to bake and cook. Let's see, what else do I do? I love puzzles, any kind of puzzle. It's just a regular puzzle, like a puzzle like that looks like a picture, or like a detective novel. I want to solve the riddle.
Okay. I have a puzzle question for you then.
Okay.
Do you glue them together and frame them, or do you break them back? And do you ever do the same puzzle twice?
Okay. So I've never glued one together and framed it. I do break them apart, and I probably have near 100 puzzles in my home, and we will redo ones that we love.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good to know. Cause I'm one and done.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. I cannot. I'm like, I already did it. Check box. Move.
Finished. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really good therapy for me. I'm a person that you'll actually relate with this. I can do two things at once. Mm-hmm. Like I can tell you exactly what's happening in a football game and read a novel at the same time.
Oh
yeah. It's a weird thing that I can do. So puzzles are like that for me. I can have a puzzle on and be listening to a podcast, and I can tell you everything that happened in the podcast and be productive in the puzzle. It's a real, my brain
that is
loves
a skill.
It. Yeah. Loves that.
Like you've crafted that because yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And I think I've gotten better at it over the last 5 years doing talk radio, because there's often times where I am giving a full analysis of something and looking up something on the internet at the same time. I'm typing, but giving you a full analysis of something.
Definitely.
On the radio.
So that's a skill you've honed, because yeah. I can tell you that is not something I could do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you just get used to it. I think it's part of the radio gig, but I do that. Sports. I love sports. I love to play sports. I wouldn't claim I'm good at any of them. I love to golf. I have recently started playing pickleball. Because my son-in-law plays and plays competitively. So we've kind of gotten into that. I love it. Again, I wouldn't say I'm good, but I can hold my own on a pickleball court. Anything active. Hiking, fantastic. I would hike every weekend if I could work it into my schedule. Let's see. Family time is priority number one, because my kids don't live near me now. So my weekends are often spent them either driving to me or me driving to them and us spending family time. And what other hobbies do I have? Let's see. Of course, I love fashion. You know, I can shop like no other.
Well, talk about like lashes, brows.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's your job.
But... It is my job, but it's become just an integral part of my life. So again, part of that, don't do the same thing every year and call it a life. When about 8 years ago, so I was about 42. I started a lash and brow business based upon the fact that I love fashion, and now it's turned into a huge part of my life. I split time between radio and lashes and brows. It makes for a lot of 10 to 12 hour days, but love my clients. They've become my friends, and it is a very valuable part of my life.
Right. Most people have one job, Jillian, are like, how can we have more jobs?
Yeah. I just got rid of one. You keep adding.
I know.
I had three for the longest time. I did some government reporting that I knew how to do. And so this school was like, please just help us. And I have actually moved that one off my plate. So now I'm down to two, but you still have multiple jobs.
Yeah. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's the season I'm in. Yeah. But
it's kind of just how we're built.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we'd be bored if we didn't have it.
I don't want to waste any time.
Yeah. It's just good. Okay. Well, that gives you a little idea of who we are. Yeah. Anything else we want to share with them before?
Well, if I wanted to do a true secret.
Okay.
And you might.
Like
you
a
might
truth decide, or dare. Yeah.
Yeah. True. So what you might not know about me, because I am from Provo, grew up in Provo, Utah, graduated from BYU Provo. And a lot of people here that know me now or have met me in the last 15 years, my professional life in Idaho Falls, working both at Melaleuca, and then I owned a fitness studio for 4 years called Superfly Fitness. But a lot of people were shocked that I graduated from BYU or that I'm from Provo. So I'm like, oh, really? Am I such a rebel?
Yeah, you're not the typical alum, is what I would say. Yeah. No.
But I bleed blue. And yeah. I am a BYU Cougar, and I loved growing up in Provo. Absolutely loved it. Loved going to BYU, all my professors. It was a great experience. Had the opportunity to travel, backpack through Europe with my professors, painting and drawing, my art professors, and then attend BYU Jerusalem. So I have a great foundation that I started with in college, and I loved all that experience. Mm-hmm. So I'm not very active in the LDS church, but I still have a great foundation and great friendships. I was a virgin when I got married. There you go. That
was the buildup. That's your one hold on to.
So many people cannot believe it. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
I'm a serial monogamist.
Yeah.
So what? I've had a couple husbands.
Yeah, but you've been wickedly loyal to those husbands.
Yes, yeah. And I've learned
probably to
from
a fault
them.
In some ways. Yeah,
I've learned a lot. I've learned maybe I could have tried harder, or maybe I stayed too long. And we'll if those episodes ever come up down the road, we'll be transparent. I will share some if I feel so inclined, or if I feel like it would help you in any way. And when we do have the ability for you guys to ask questions to us on our website. If there's topics you want to listen to, if there's things you want to know about us, we'll
interview suggestions
occasionally on our episodes, answer questions from our website. And we want to help you any way we can. And I have learned a lot, and Julie has learned a lot from our experiences. And so any way I can help, I definitely will. I am thankful for the hard things in my life, because they have given me an opportunity to grow. So I'm just super blessed. I was a virgin until I was 21. And so I did it. And I still think it's important to not just give it away to everyone. And it is scary raising daughters.
Yes.
Because the world is so different now.
It is.
And they know so much more than I knew. So much more than I knew. But I just lead by example and hope that they make the right choices. And then I just try to be as forthcoming as I can when they ask questions. And I know that you, Julie, have such good relationships with your daughters that are all married. And I look to you for that. I'm like, okay, when they are ready, I want Julie is.
So. Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. I think too, you saying that we're going to be candid is not just talk like that. Yeah. There's a lot behind that. I committed to that when I started radio, because I'm on talk radio.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to come to the microphone and be something fake.
No.
Because that's just not who I am. And so, I'm good with being candid. In fact, I just shared on air the other day, we were talking about, my 2 C-sections that I've had of the 3 kids, 2 of them were C-sections. And I revealed to everybody about how ugly my scar is from my second C-section.
Well, I have one C-section, and it was ugly, but I did have it revised. So it's kind of
it's a little prettier, bit better,
but it's still a scar.
Yeah. So you're going to get candid from me. I'm not going to bring anything fake to here, and we'll talk about the hard stuff, because that's life. That's how we learn from each other. That's why it's called the We Share podcast.
Right.
We get share. Better.
And we both are good at putting on that smile, getting ready. And often people might think, I've heard this my whole life, oh, but everything's easy for you, or Like,
or your life is perfect.
It just looks so good. Mm-hmm. And it's because for years I didn't share. I held it all in and was robotic.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that. I haven't been doing that for the last, you know, 6-7 years. I'm living authentically in hopes that I will help people.
Yes. We love it. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, yeah, you're going to get candid from us and we would love to hear from you. So make sure you take advantage of our social media. Everything is We Share Podcast, TikTok, Instagram. You're on our website. It's WeShare Podcast.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. WeShare Podcast.com.
Yeah.
And we're going to share our favorite books, our favorite recipes.
Yeah.
Our favorite fashion. We'll have links to things when you need it so that we don't leave you hanging. If we share something, we're going to make it easy for you to get it.
And if you love stuff, send it to us because we'll share what our listeners love too.
Right.
I mean, we're obviously going to check it out first, but then we're going to share what our listeners love. So it's great.
Yeah. And we'll have opportunities as we grow for you to sign up for events just down the pipeline. We're just so excited to make this
happen. We just really want to make a community. Mm-hmm. Super excited about it. All right. Well, thanks, Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be watching. We're going to be in your feed.
Yeah. We share.